Iceland on 9-0.
Jim, how are you?
Fine.
I got my boy. He doesn't know whether we got any votes or not. We may not even have Texas and Mississippi on this one. But he suggests that this is a statement that they're going to submit to Mississippi tonight. You want to take it?
I wish you'd read it, Tommy.
We, the undersigned members of the Mississippi delegation, to the 1964 Democratic National Convention.
All right.
Hereby each formally assure the convention of our intention to support the convention's nominees in the forthcoming general election.
Hereby formally assure what?
The convention of our intention to support the convention's nominee in the forthcoming general election. That's all. Here's what they're going to ask them to sign, to agree to, and I think those that want to, I'd hope all of them do it. If they don't want to, that's their problem and their right. I think that if they sign this, that or agree to this, that they'll comply with whatever other delegate's doing, and I would hope that nothing but develop it, keep them changing their mind. But I don't think this statement is as strong as one you read, and I don't think it's as strong as one I dictated a while ago.
John Stein, delegate, 1964 Democratic Convention, hereby formally assured the convention of our intention to support the nominee.
In general election. In the general election, that's all. It's our intention, and they don't know who they're going to be, but I assume it'll be Johnson and maybe somebody else. And they intend to do it. Those folks that take this, some of them may not. And then I think they put the other crowd pretty much on the spot because they couldn't say that they're up there attending the Democratic Convention and not Democrat.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more.
And all I want to do, I frankly, Jim, I'm too realistic, my friend, to expect anything out of Mississippi.
Well, I mean, let me tell you something.
But I do have a good many friends in the congressional delegation, and both senators are my friends. And I just hope that that they can be seated, because I think it's best for the Democratic Party, and I think it's best for the country. And I believe that this is asking very little, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised to see us outvoted 48-2.
I want to tell you something now. You keep talking about folks in this state. Damn it, farmers want price support. And I see it every day.
Yeah.
And you've got a Republican organization that's centered right here in my county.
Yeah.
They couldn't even carry their whole precinct.
Yeah.
They're against REA, they're against TVA, they're against Social Security. People like that, they're sons of rich men.
Yeah.
People like that can't conduct a campaign.
Well, all I know is that you've always played fair with me, and I won't play fair.
That's why I'm telling you.
And I know where the mob is, and I know where the voices are, and I know we're in a minority, but I think this is the right thing to do, and I think you ought to just say that we intend to support the nominees this convention, period. And I don't think that's degrading, and I don't think it's demeaning, and I don't think it's losing any dignity. And then if they don't want to do what's right, then that's their damn problem. But we've done ours, and any of the boys that feel very strongly and just think that I'm gonna be awful, then I just let the alternate take their place. I wouldn't take it. But those that do, I'd say we intend to support the nominees. And that convention may not support it at all in September. But they're not breaking faith. I understand that. I understand that they can't deliver somebody back down there in Jackson. All they can do is say what they intend to do themselves personally if somebody doesn't pull a slickie on them or do something wrong. And I think a little old boy like Doug Wynn, his fellow Collins, I think they intend to support him. Now, they may change between now and time to get home.
You know what, Collins? Can I, you know, a secret?
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to succeed Bill Coleman.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I think they won't do what's right, and I'd say it, and then if this other crowd tells them all right, well, our conscience is clear. And I told them to make it just as simple as it could, and it is. We, the undersigned members, hereby formally assure the convention our intention to support the nominee. That's all there is to it, and I sign that ballot every time I vote in Texas. A lot of them, Alan Shivers signs that.
I'm going to call the governor right now.
Goodbye.
And I'll let you know in the morning.
All right. Bye. Bye.